Legacy is 89.1 WEMU, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond. I'm David Fair. Welcome to Creative Impact, our ongoing feature looking at the arts and creative industries in Washtenaw County. And as they say, tis the season. And with that in mind, I'd like to introduce you to my co-host and my partner. Deb Pollack is president and CEO of the Arts Alliance. And how is your December and unusual holiday season going so far, Deb?
You know, it is the most unusual holiday in our lifetime anyway, David. You know, I made a bit of a resolution to get through it. You know, you celebrate both the Christian and the Jewish holidays, and Hanukkah concluded last week. How was that for you and your family?
Distant and remote.
I bet.
Yeah, we've made a commitment as a family that, given the current circumstances, we are not going to spend any time in direct contact with one another. But, you know, we're grateful that everybody is healthy and happy, and we look forward to better days ahead.
Well, good. Hey, you remember we had a very special guest on Creative Impact a couple of years ago, you know, known as the best toy maker in the world.
And that can only be one person. And that, of course, I remember fondly our conversation with the jolly old elf himself, Santa Claus.
Well, I've been wondering if the children might be worried if Santa has to make any changes due to the pandemic and the health and safety guidelines. So I invited Santa back on the show, and I think we're connected to the North Pole right now.
In fact, we are. I know I heard a ho, ho, ho in there.
I thought so, too.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas.
Well, Santa, it is an honor to welcome you back to Creative Impact. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
Absolutely. I'm pleased to be here.
Santa, it's so good to hear your voice. How are you and Mrs. Claus doing?
Oh, we're doing well, thank you, and thank you for asking. She keeps me healthy, and I keep her busy.
Keeps you healthy, feeding you with all those good cookies she makes.
Well, she makes all these good cookies, but gives first shot to the elves, so I don't eat so many.
Well, Santa, I couldn't find any information about the North Pole on the COVID-19 maps. In fact, I couldn't find the North Pole on the map. So how are things going in the North Pole? Have you had to close down or reduce the hours your elves are making toys in the workshop?
No, we have not had to close down. And, oh, my golly, we can't cut down on the hours. They're working 24/7 and three shifts to keep up with the pace of what needs to be done for Christmas Eve. And interestingly enough, we have not been affected by the COVID-19. And all I can attribute it to is the magic that goes along with the North Pole.
Well, we all need a little magic these days, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm so glad to know you're safe, Santa, and that your magic is protective. So how are the children letting you know what they want for Christmas this year, because you can't be close by?
Oh, well, usual way of letters. They still come in. They're coming in fast and furious. Of course, we now have gone to some new technology. Well, a different technology. It's not necessarily new to us up here at the Pole, but we might work with some kids via Skype or FaceTime. And the biggest one is Zoom.
That's right. You have had to learn all sorts of new technologies over the ages, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely. And many of those technologies that you have down south have been started at the North Pole.
Oh, really?
Yes. I have the best technologically smart elves in the world.
Now, are the kids expressing to you any specific concerns about COVID-19 and your ability to make your way to them?
Well, they are worried about that, that with the COVID-19, will Santa be able to get to them? They're concerned about that, but they don't need to be concerned. We, with the magic and being able to stay away from COVID-19, I'll still be able to make those visits. It kind of reminds me back many of the other problems in the world, like the bubonic plague in the mid-1300s. It didn't affect me or my staff because of the magic or getting around the world wars. So
you have always found a way. You have always found a way. You are listening to Creative Impact on 89.1 WEMU with Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance, and we're on the phone to the North Pole, and today we have the fortunate opportunity to talk with none other than Santa Claus himself, and we're being reassured everything is in order and ready for Christmas Eve 2020.
That's right.
So, Santa, you were just talking about that magic that gets you around, but I did see that the Irish Parliament declared you an essential worker, which I thought was pretty special, and gave you permission to travel in Ireland. That was pretty fun. What did you think about that?
Oh, that was nice of them to do. It wasn't necessary, but it's nice that I won't have to even be concerned about it. Not that I would have.
Nobody's going to stop Santa Claus.
No, and it's probably more for the kids to know that they won't have to worry about Santa.
So we know with certainty that you can safely deliver presents this year, as you always have. Has the nature of the virus and this weird 2020 year we've been living through, has that changed in any way what the kids are asking you for?
No, it hasn't. It's the same. They ask for dolls. They ask for bikes. They ask for Nintendo Switches, iPhones. It's all pretty much the same.
Well, that's great. Well, I can't, David, I have to do this. Maybe I shouldn't, but, you know, since we have Santa on the phone and we have our grandchildren, right?
Yes.
So you have a new one since we last spoke.
Yeah, my new granddaughter, Mia, is 10 months old now and looking forward to her first Christmas.
And your grandson, Chase?
Yeah, he's 6 now and he is looking forward to his 6th Christmas and he couldn't be more excited.
And I have a new grandson, Oliver, and he's joined my grandkids, Brooks and Isla. And, Santa, do you mind if we ask you if our grandkids are on the naughty or nice list?
Yes, you can ask, and I will tell you. Currently, they're doing well.
Oh, good.
On the nice side, though they need to continue to be doing the things that they have to do to be on the nice side.
I'm so glad they're not taking after their grandpa.
well, David, we'll need to kind of keep this our secret, right? So we'll tell the kids they just got to keep being nice. And we all have to do our part to make sure that everyone stays healthy and safe for each other. We have to wear our masks, we have to wash our hands, and we have to stay 6 feet apart, and we have to listen to our mom and dads, right?
Right.
Well, I heard that no matter what else is happening in the world, if there is love and the spirit of joy in Christmas, then your sleigh will fly no matter what. Is that right?
David, you're absolutely right. It's interesting that sometimes in these movies, they get something right. And in the movie Elf, do you remember that movie?
I do.
And at the end of it, Santa's sleigh was not doing so well. But Elf got the people to believe and love again, and the sleigh took off.
And we can use that kind of spirit this year, perhaps more than we have in a long, long time.
Yes, yes.
Now, okay, boys and girls, be good, spread joy and love, and make Santa's sleigh fly high and to get to every little boy and girl around the world. Santa, thank you so much for joining us during your busiest time of year. We really appreciate it. And, you know, you bring out the little girl in me. Thank you.
Well, I hope all of you have a very, very Merry Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Santa Claus, and he'll be paying a visit to you very soon. I'm David Fair, and this is Creative Impact. My co-host Deb Pollock and I have been talking with Santa Claus from the North Pole, and again, we've been reassured everything is in order and ready for Christmas Eve 2020. Deb, we'll be back again with another show in a couple of weeks' time, and thank you so much for this conversation.
And have a Merry Christmas.
That is Deb Pollock, President and CEO of the Arts Alliance, our partner in Creative Impact. It's a regular feature series you hear each Tuesday. You can find an archive of Creative Impact shows at WEMU.org. Once again, I'm David Fair. This is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.